From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. August 13th. Five stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No 24. Listen, I got this one. It's a Premier League player and you're trying to guess who it is. The rules are simple. You get a new clue after each wrong guess, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you score. 3 clues is a good score, 4 or 5 is exceptional. Today's player is set up by Floris Nelson from BBC Sport. You can play more quizzes on their dedicated page and get notifications for new ones. Next, second. From BBC Sport Football. Can Sunderland defy the Premier League doubters again? Sunderland were one of the stories of the 2025-26 Premier League season. Promoted from the Championship through the playoffs in May 2025. The Black Cats marked their return to the top flight after an 8-year absence with a remarkable campaign. Tipped for relegation by many, Sunderland ended the campaign in 7th to qualify for Europe for the first time since 1973. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Where would Antonelli rank among surprise F1 title winners? Kimi Antonelli's path to becoming F1's youngest ever world champion is looking increasingly likely. If he pulls it off, it would be a monumental achievement. Antonelli's rise to the top is nothing short of remarkable. He's a 19-year-old driver, and his championship win would be one of the biggest upsets in recent F1 history. To put it into perspective, the last time a driver younger than 20 won the F1 title was over 50 years ago. Among the sport's biggest surprise title wins, Kimi's potential triumph would rank right up there. Lewis Hamilton's first championship in 2008, for example, was seen as a long shot at the time. And then there was Fernando Alonso's 2005 title win, which was largely unexpected given the dominance of the Ferrari team. If Antonelli does become the youngest F1 champion, it would be a testament to his incredible talent and dedication. His journey to the top would be an inspiration to young drivers around the world. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing. Bizarre move, the Sticks podcast saga introduces the world to NFL Game Preview Guy. But these weren't any ordinary podcasts. Listeners immediately suspected that the podcasts were AI-generated because of the awkward and unusual nature of the episodes. NFL preview podcasts are plentiful this time of year, but the offering from the Move the Sticks feed was somewhat confusing as the show hadn't posted a new episode since June 4. Next, fifth, from PFT Alt. NFL says new Move the Sticks podcast was not AI-generated or hosted. The NFL found itself in the middle of a bizarre AI controversy on Wednesday, given the suspicions that new content posted on the Move the Sticks podcast feed seemed to be machine-generated. Although the league had not initially responded to an inquiry from Ryan Glaspiegel of Front Office Sports regarding the question of whether the episode consisted of a human voice or an artificial one, the NFL issued a statement after the article was initially posted. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing. NBA on NBC schedules first ever President's Day quadruple header. NBC is rolling out the NBA's first President's Day quadruple header on Feb. 15, 2027, right after Super Bowl LXI. The network will carry all four games, giving fans a holiday lineup that rivals Christmas Day. The day opens with LaMelo Ball and the Timberwolves back in Charlotte, a first-time return to his former home. Next up, LeBron James squares off against former teammate Kyrie Irving, with Cooper Flagg and the Mavericks added to the mix. At 5 p.m., at the marquee matchup Pitts Victor Wembanyama against Giannis Antetokounmpo as the Spurs take on the Heat. The nightcap features the Pacers versus the Warriors, a duel between Tyrese Halliburton and Steph Curry. All games air at 12 p.m., 2:30 p.m., and 5 p.m. at, with the final slot at 7:30 p.m. on Peacock and NBCSN. LeBron appears on every premier national showcase this season, anchoring the NBA's holiday push. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free to add up.